everyone.
Welcome back to Family Home Evening.
You came back for more.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We are super stoked tonight because we have two, not one, but two fabulous guests with us.
Yes.
We've got our sister Tiffany's back.
By popular demand.
Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you.
And we have Courtney.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's great to be back.
Hooray.
So we tried to do a Zoom call so that all of our audio could be equal and we could look at each other and see our facial expressions, but we have the worst internet in all of the world down here in Orange County, California, in the wilds.
Makes no sense.
On the edge of the wilderness, in the middle of nowhere.
It's not true. There's no reason we shouldn't have good internet.
Exactly.
We're going to have to...
You guys are starting to make Deming look good.
So if you could only see the setup we've got going on, we've got our mics, and then we've each got a cell phone up to the mic. So I have Tiffany on my mic.
Don't give away our secrets. And we have Courtney on my mic.
So if there's any funkiness, please bear with us. But I have a feeling... This is going to go down as one of the most awesome episodes in Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons podcast history.
Right? And besides, we're not a podcast, we're a pirate radio.
Oh, but... yeah, right. Okay.
So you can repent about that, but I just want to apologize first for my porno shoulders being exposed. I didn't have time to put a t-shirt on underneath of my tank top.
Oh my gall.
Oh my heck.
That just gamed me. Oh my gall. That's one, right, Tiff? Is that one?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh my gall.
Oh my gall. But don't worry, because I'm rocking my Virginity Rocks t-shirt.
Classy. I was going to say, I can see your garments over there with your spaghetti straps.
But you know what you can't see? My dirty pillows. Actually, you can.
Jesus can see them, though. Jesus sees everything. I'm glad that we're all together. I wish we could be in the same room, but we can't because the coronavirus fucking sucks. So, what are we all drinking? Tiffany, what are you drinking?
I did not get a beverage. I'm so, so sorry.
All right. You're out of the pot. You're out of the pirate radio station.
I'm also a really bad liar, so I can't just make something up.
It's true. She's a terrible liar.
Yeah, the worst.
Courtney, what are you drinking?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and call this the Thunder from Down Under. it's an Australian Cabernet Sauvignon. I'm a sucker for a Costco sale, and it's a Mrs. Q Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not good.
I was about to say, you don't have to sell me on Australia. I fucking love Australia. I love an Australian accent. I love an Australian dude. I love Australian wine. Like, whatever it is.
Have you had a lot of Australian wine?
Hand it over to me. Oh, yeah.
I can't recall.
Coffee, too.
When you're in Costco next and you see that end cap that has Mrs. Q Cabernet Sauvignon on sale for $6.99 a bottle, just keep on going.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm still drinking my poolside cocktail because I made a gigantic hydro flask full of it. So vodka with a little bit of mango juice and soda water.
Is it mango juice or is it that passion fruit
It's whatever you made. It's in the fridge. I don't know.
My friend at work gave me some passion fruit, which I had no idea that even grows down here. And so I put the juice into some orange juice and it's fucking delicious.
It's really good.
It's, yeah. Bomb.
Probably could use a little bit more in there, being that it's all straight vodka.
It does kind of taste like hand sanitizer.
Okay, while we were swimming, I was like, here, Mandy, have a drink of my drink. And I was like, there's vodka in it. And as soon as she took a pull, I was like, a lot of it. And then she's just like, it tastes like hand sanitizer.
This is what I smell 50 times a day at work.
It's a fruity hand sanitizer. You're welcome.
Why am I blind?
Welcome to American Hollow.
You know, I was going to open a bottle of wine, but I decided I didn't want to drink a full bottle. I realized that was stupid right off the bat.
That was a poor choice.
But, so I'm drinking the On the Rocks. You guys all know how much I love the On the Rocks cocktails. I'm drinking the Mai Tai.
Ooh.
Just to stay in the tropical spirit of the passion fruit, the lily kois that I juiced today.
Excellent, excellent.
Mm.
So,
delicious.
What are we currently watching, listening to?
Anybody got anything good?
I just watched
Charlotte and I. Well, oh,
Oh, sorry, I was going to say, me and Tiffany just watched American Hollow last night on our phones
together. Charlotte and I just watched American Hollow last night on our phones together.
Tiffany, tell us about it. What did you think? What's American Hollow? Fill us in.
Well, it's a HBO documentary. I think it's HBO, about a family, a lady and a guy who have 13 children. The man, you need subtitles to understand what he's saying. And then the 13 children have like 76 children of their own, and you get to follow their lives. It's super great.
Are they living in an apartment in Manhattan, or we need some more details?
Oh, you'd have to watch it to get the details. I mean, Charlotte was there too.
And I watched it was because, well, Tiffany said I had to watch it, but that Courtney also really liked it. And I was like, well, Courtney's got impeccable taste. So, Courtney.
It's amazing. It's an Appalachian family. Like, they live off the land. Like, they collect rainwater in buckets. And right. I know I'm under the impression that they don't have, like, indoor plumbing. And
they do, but they sparingly.
I think it's like rooting, like they like dig up roots from the ground and like sell them and manage to go to jail and stuff. And it makes you grateful for what you got.
Amen. it was very interesting. You can't find it on HBO. You can't find it on even Amazon. Like, can't find it on anything. We found it on YouTube, so that worked out. And that's how we were able to watch it last night.
Courtney, you got anything you're watching?
I am going in for a rewatch of Shameless. I started that series again a few nights back. I just love all the drunkenness in that show. And Joe and I started last week. We started watching the new Lovecraft series by Jordan Peele that's come out. We've watched the first episode so far, and the monsters are really cool, I'm excited to watch a second episode. We have a date night tomorrow to watch that.
That sounds really cool.
You know what else I heard was good? I heard about that one, and I forgot I wanted to watch it, but I also heard, and you guys are going to fucking totally laugh at me, but the new Perry Mason reboot, I heard that it's the fucking shit.
That's so cool. I like me.
Shut up, Tiffany. I can hear you laughing at me.
Who plays Perry Mason?
Uh-oh, did we lose Tiffany?
I don't know. Yeah, I think we did. That she probably just hung up on us. She's like, I'm done with you guys. Podcast is lame. I mean, pirate radio is amazing.
Can't be perfect all the time.
I was going to say, I also just found out about on A&E Cults and Extreme Beliefs, and that's been pretty interesting. They talk about, it's mainly just pedophilia all day long. It seems like all of these cults have one thing in common. They like to diddle little children.
Hey, Tiff, are you back?
I'm back.
Sweet.
I was going to say all I watch ever is Seinfeld. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It's really fucking funny.
What is it?
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld? Oh, shut up. 30 Rock and then Red Dwarf. I keep watching them again and again.
Who's in that show?
Mike, what's his name? Michael somebody?
Oh, Kramer. I can't think of his name.
It's Jerry Michael. Seinfeld.
George Alexander. I did watch a really good show on Hulu called After Truth, the disinformation, something about that. It's about how easy it is to fool people on the internet and have them, like, believe in Pizzagate and shit like that, and then the effects of it, like how, like, a guy actually went to the ping pong pizza place and, like shot at the floor because he thought he was rescuing children.
Jesus.
Oh my God, people are stupid.
We should all watch that and then try the techniques and tactics on our mom and see if they work.
Well, that's true. I don't know if it would... I don't know if it would help.
We just need to do it for prosperity. I only have one thing to repent. It was brought to my attention that I had said Miracle Whip that we had found in the church fridge. That is not... I don't just eat handfuls of Miracle Whip, but I do Cool Whip.
That's because disgusting.
Cool Whip is delicious. they both had Whip in the name. My bad. I did not eat Miracle Whip. I ate Cool Whip.
And Miracle Whip isn't even just like mayonnaise. It's like worse than mayonnaise. It's like sweet mayonnaise.
Okay, I'll tell you what, though. Like, growing up, mom only had, like, wheat bread she'd make herself, which now I'm like, oh, dude, I would kill for some of that bread. But we just ate healthy. There was never soda in the house, rarely any candy, whatever. I went to go babysit once, and I had a Wonder Bread Miracle Whip Kraft cheese sandwich, and holy shit, that blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so many but you don't think chemicals. You're just like, what is this sweet deliciousness?
Mm-hmm. I had that same experience the first time I tasted Top Ramen. Ooh, yeah. I was in, like, the second grade. I was far too old to have never tasted Top Ramen.
Well, see, for me, whenever we visit Dad, we lived on Top Ramen and mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I had a babysitting experience where my mom kept the house full of, like, junk food and, like, ramen and everything, so I was accustomed to that, and Kool-Aid and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then a neighbor lady asked me if I would babysit her kids, and I went over to her house, and they were, like, total hippies, and there was, like, no sugar and, yeah, like, no processed foods or anything like that. And I was just like, ooh, it was an absolute nightmare. Because I was like, what am I supposed to make you for dinner? And they're just like, you know, you can make us some bread and honey. And I was just like, oh, it's so funny.
I can only imagine the look on your face since I know you so well, Courtney.
I'm a bamboozle.
You know, I love, obviously I love our father dearly, but I will never fucking forget the time that he made us spaghetti, because he was all into that health food shit. We'd shop at Shangri-La.
Right.
Whole wheat spaghetti with tofu, like big, way so too big gross. Of chunks of tofu and the tomato sauce. But the tofu was like cold in the middle. He just chopped it up and threw it in the sauce. And yeah, that's a meal that will go down in infamy. Do you remember that, Tiffany, or is that just me?
No, I had it too.
No, of course I do. And Tiffany, Charlotte.
Well, I also lived in that house, and I also was forced to eat it. Let's talk more about me.
I thought we were telling babysitting stories, and I was going to tell you guys about the time that I was babysitting the neighbor in California, and, like, I turned around, and I just turned back to the kid, and he had, like, $100 bills in his mouth, and I was like, what the shit, right? And mom's like, oh my god, we found Jeff's emergency earthquake stash, and we're like, we're gonna, you know, we're rich, or whatever, and we looked right, all around the office. We looked all around the office, and we didn't find any more money, but we did find Jeff's, like, bestiality porn.
Oh, my God, that's right. That was so
cool. That's my baby.
Wait, hold on. I've only heard about this secondhand. I don't actually, like, was it magazines? Was it?
No, it was videoed. VHS.
So, if you think about it, where his office, where his desk was, and he had his computer, if you go right above it, it's like cabinets, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a kitchen cabinet. It's like those cabinets, corner right? cabinets.
But yeah, and so it had it, so it was in the corner, so it was almost like a diamond. So the fascia, kind of the decorative piece, has a little bit of a lip about that big. So he just had them stacked up video tapes on both sides, and they were all porno.
That sick fucker.
He's so gross. He's
so gross. We haven't even talked about any of the stories of this motherfucker
not funny.
Yet.
He's just awful.
He's a horrible
human. If I can't make it funny,
being.
I won't talk about it.
Well, everybody, when you do finally hear some stories about our ex-stepfather, Jeff, just remember he has bestiality porn.
I don't remember the bestiality porn. I just remember it being just porn, like regular, everyday, shitty porn, like with girls that looked barely legal. But Tiffany might remember something I don't.
Oh. Maybe I don't remember. The only thing I remember about that was the girl going down on a donkey or something.
That's enough. That's enough. Well, this episode will now be titled Babysitting Stories.
From Hell.
I'll
write that down.
Actually, you know what we should call it, because of the subject matter that we've all decided to talk about? We should call it The Roommate from Hell. Because we're going to be talking about our former roommate, everybody except for Charlotte.
Right.
Our former roommate, Amanda, whose last name we will not say, even though I kind of want to because fuck her. But anyway.
What were you going to say? Think of...
oh, Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. The Tiger King.
We'll call her Amanda Exotic. So I'm a little hazy.
She was the girl. She she's the girlfriend of someone we knew, I think is a better way to put it.
Very, okay. Girlfriend of someone we knew, who was, yeah, just introduced to us. So we hung out with this person a lot. And then Amanda was introduced to us through him.
Okay.
And then I think we just started, like, hanging out at the bar and stuff. I don't really remember, like, the progression of becoming friends and then becoming roommates.
Well, she was so nice.
She was, yeah. I mean, but for real, like...
Well, you'd have to be if you're going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Gotta cool him.
Well, she seemed like, totally nice and totally fun. We spent a lot of time at the bars at that time, and we had a lot of parties, and, you know, she was always there, and we were really good friends with her boyfriend, and so he was always around, which meant that she was always around, and she seemed like a, you know, really awesome person. Like, you know, she's really nice.
Totally nice, and, like, almost just...
Too nice.
Yeah, almost too nice, really. Like, I mean, in retrospect, you can say that. But at the time, like, when all this shit that we're going to tell you was going down, it was very, very hard for us to believe that, like, she was capable of doing these things because she was so sweet and so complimentary and so just angelic. Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy. So, however happened, like, we were friends for however long. I don't even remember. I don't think it was that long. And then we decided, I can't remember if we all moved into that house together. No, we were living there first. Somebody moved out and then she moved in, right?
Yes.
I don't remember.
She took over a room. I can't recall who moved out or if, you know, she needed a place to stay. And like if two of your sisters decided to double up in a room. I can't remember, but we had the house and she moved in with us.
That sounds right. Because, Tiffany, does that sound familiar to you? Like, you and Laurie were sharing?
Yeah, we were sharing. I thought we all just moved in together at the same time. And she was moving in, too. And that's why Laurie and I had to share. Because when the inevitable happened, I got my own room. And it was awesome.
Then I never had to share a room with Laurie again.
That's right.
Wasn't there a little, we were talking about that house a little bit on the last episode we recorded because I was talking about the time I lit my face on fire when I tried to cook the Thanksgiving turkey. And I was talking about the servant stairs, you know, that go up the back. And I just remembered there was that little kind of not attic space, but that little crawl space at the top of those that Laurie.
You mean the drug den?
Why is it called a drug den? What you doing there?
Drugs, Charlotte.
Oh, weird.
Laurie had put up posters all over of, like, pictures of weed and, you know, that's what I remember. It's just, like, pictures from High Times magazine.
Nice. But it was a crawl space. Like, you just could kind of sit in there just to smoke a little bit of pot, but not two people.
No, two people.
No, okay. You could fit, like, seven people back there. It was, like, this short little hallway, and then it opened up into, a storage room.
Why wouldn't you just make that into a bedroom?
It was too small for that.
Okay. Oh, seven people.
Maybe it's five people. I don't know. But you had to sit in a circle.
And you had to play the drums. And you had to chant.
No.
I was going through a phase, okay?
So was it like a hippie drum circle or more like your Wiccan drum circle?
Oh, no, all hippie.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, Tiffany.
I was going to say, what's the difference?
Tiffany was a major hippie, too, so it wasn't just me.
I've seen the pictures.
I'm pretty sure I wore hemp pants every single day that I lived in that house. The same hemp pants.
Embarrassing. Anyway, that what were we talking about? Oh, yes. Amanda Exotic.
Yeah.
So we had all moved into this house, and then all of a sudden, I'm not sure who got hit first, but all of a sudden shit started disappearing.
Hey, it's like normally like stuff that you don't notice, like, you know, like you go to like, you know, make a top ramen and it's not there anymore. Or it was like, you know, like shit out of the fridge, you know, like, you know, like everybody's buying their own groceries, you know, we're not like sharing groceries and stuff like that. But you would go to like, you know, like you plan on like, you know, having something for dinner and then you go and it would be gone. So it started like just like with small things like,
that's right.
Like your food. Out of the kitchen, you know, like maybe your beers were getting drinking. The one that I remember is that I had like a change jar, and I remember a lot of change going missing from my change jar. Mm-hmm. And I also, at one point before the big event that we're going to cover, I had had some dental surgery, and I had is that a dental surgery, or for some reason I was prescribed Vicodin, and a bunch of the pills were missing.
That's right.
Stuff. So it's just like, you know, it was like, you know, just like we food, then change, then pills, and then whatever you guys were missing. Stuff is kind of how I remember it starting.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember, I don't know if BJ was living there with us at the time or if he was just staying over there because we were dating, but he had a whole bunch of change over there too because he was like working at the bar or whatever, and they were always bringing in all that change, and all of his change was gone. Like $75 worth of change or something was gone.
Dang. It's a lot of change.
Yeah. That was their deal at the working at the Beaver. You know, they would always bring in all this.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
these large quarters, yeah. And rolling their quarters and stuff. Yeah,
so like, add up, man.
Yeah, so that all that little stuff started going, and then I think Tiffany, what you had stuff missing, right?
I think I had like $100 missing from my wallet, but I was drinking a lot at the time, and I assumed that I had spent it somehow and not realized.
But you had just cashed your paycheck, though. You had just cashed your paycheck.
Yeah, like the day before, but we were drinking a lot. That's true, but it was like I didn't think I had spent it, but I wasn't certain enough, and you know, I trusted everyone we lived with, so like, where would it have gone?
Right, and like, I don't want to like, step out of line or anything, but I think like our paychecks were around like $300, $375 or something, so $100 of that missing is like a fucking huge deal. I don't remember if anything of mine got stolen. I mean, I think I remember just like $10 here and there. But I don't remember anything major. But
somebody slept over, and there was $20 missing from their wallet when they woke up.
Oh, that's right. Who was that?
I'm thinking it was Dave.
Sexy Dave?
Yeah, it could have been Dave, or it could have been, because he stayed over a lot. I think Aneston maybe stayed over a lot, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I remember that Amanda had lived with Sexy Dave before she moved in with us. That's why she wanted to move in with us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then I like, for some reason, I want to say it was, like, Crystal, and I don't know if she was still dating Eric at the time, but one of them might have been the guys that was missing money. But yeah, I clearly remember one of our friends saying, hey, somebody took money out of my wallet, and being, like, mortified.
That'd be like, I didn't do it.
Yeah. So you got to imagine, so, like, we're it's basically, like, me and my family members, and then Courtney, who's basically a family member, too. Like, we had been, you know, best friends and roommates for years and years and years and years, you know. And like, so it's all these people that you absolutely 100% trust, and you know that they would never do anything like that. At the same time, we have a lot of people over. We have a lot of friends over, and a lot of people coming in and out of the house, too. So we're, like, starting to suspect our friends. We're like, you know, could this person have done it? No, they would never. You know, could this person have done it? And so we're starting to think all this horrible shit about our really good friends, you know, who come and go a lot. And it was just, like, it really, like, from my memory, it really took a toll on, like, all of us, you know, because we're just losing trust in all of our friends and our whole circle, because this stuff that started small just keeps happening and just keeps happening and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Does that sound...
I think we floated the theory that it maybe was ghosts.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's gotta be ghosts, because no one in this house would do it.
I mean, for real.
I also think that Lady Exotic helped to fan the ghost theory too. But yeah, it takes a huge toll on you, because you don't know, like, these people that, you know, that your family or your friends that you love and everything like that. You're just like, you know, like, well, oh my God, what if I'm wrong? What if I, you know, what if something creepy's going on? So anyway.
Yeah. And then
I want to hear more about how it was ghosts and how that was even possible.
Wait, hold on. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about more about ghosts.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors, shall we?
Let's hear a word from our sponsors. You guys are going to love this.
Wives 3 and 5 have you in the doghouse? Wives 2 and 4 experiencing Shark Week in their garments? Wife 1 just looking so much like, old wife number 1? Have we got the solution for you? Why not give Prophets of Porno Polygamy Chatline a call? It's a choose-your-own-adventure here on Pop's Chatline. You select the number of wives you want to chat with, sit back, and let the fun begin. When one of your pop wives just isn't cutting the casserole, push the number on your touch-tone telephone to switch over to your next dream wife. Best part? None of the wives on the Profits for Porno Chatline are over 14. No nagging, and anything goes. The Profits of Porno Chatline costs a nominal 11% tithing of your monthly income. But keep in mind, the more money you make, the more the babies bake. So call us now at 1-888-4-MORONI. That number again is 1-888-466-7664. Profits of Porno is part of Heavenly Father's plan in 4 states.
If the Lord invited you into his home, what would you wear? Would you go with a messy hair or a short skirt or unclean feet or stained baptismal clothing? Going to the temple is an invitation into the Lord's house.
And baptizing the dead is a sacred and important responsibility. Don't you want to be looking and feeling your best?
Well, now you can with Heavenly White.
With Heavenly White All-Purpose Cleaner, your embarrassing stains will be whiter than Jesus.
Heavenly White is a lifesaver around the house, but did you know that just a teaspoon of Heavenly White in your morning postum can help guide your soul on its path to spiritual glory?
If impure thoughts, strong drinks, and too few offspring are jeopardizing your rightful place in the celestial kingdom,
try Heavenly White, now with the added stain-fighting power of the Holy Spirit.
Heavenly White is offering Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code KOLOB at checkout. That's promo code KOLOB at checkout for 20% off your first purchase of Heavenly White. All right, so let's talk about this ghost theory.
So a ghost, I guess ghosts can misplace things, or like not misplace, but like move things around, right? In theory.
They can totally steal $100 from your paycheck.
you know, in the ghost world, there is a definite need for spare change and $100 bills and a bike bin, you know, and definitely top ramen. You can secure protection in the ghost community if you have a pork flavored top ramen and 7 quarters.
So the ghost world is a lot like prison, is what I'm hearing.
I just want to throw this out there since we're on the topic of ghosts, not to get too derailed, but I want you guys to really think about this and pay attention to what you're wearing when you get dressed in the morning, because as my friend Tiffany, not you Tiffany, but my friend Tiffany in Hawaii, as she explained to me, if you die, whatever you're wearing is your ghost outfit.
Right.
Okay.
This is what got me to throw away half of my clothes.
For real, literally.
No, for real. Like, I'd be like, well, Mandy, I might need this LeMay jumpsuit for a LeMay party. You don't know. She's like, you wear that tomorrow, you get hit by a bus. Are you okay with that being your ghost outfit for eternity? I'm like, no, put it in the trash.
She literally got rid of it, like 3/4 of her clothes.
Say like half.
Mine would have to be really flowy.
Well, you better only wear flowy clothes from now on.
But I hate flowy clothes unless I'm a ghost.
I don't know. Maybe you need to go to therapy and talk this out.
Good point.
All right. Sorry. Slight tangent on the ghost theory.
So back to the ghost. So how was she perpetuating the idea of like, oh yeah, it's definitely ghosts?
I don't think it was probably her, was it?
I remember there was a large black bag at the back of the servant stairs or whatever. That, like, out of the corner of your eye, I always thought was, like, a goblin or something. Like, it was, like, you'd be like, oh, ghost, and you're like, oh, no, it's just a black bag, but it was there forever. So I feel like maybe that played a part of it.
And also, plus, just, like, we were just grasping at straws, really.
Fair. I just thought maybe it was her idea and be like, oh, yeah, ghost, gotta be.
That would be funny. Also, it could have been.
Also, like, Mandy explained in the last episode, we were living in, like, one of those historical registered houses and stuff like that.
Right.
Because, you know, perhaps she was, like, playing on the fact that, you know, perhaps somebody died and the only thing that, you know, is going to keep them safe in the afterworld is Tiffany's $100 bill.
So how'd you find out that,
that it wasn't a ghost?
Yeah, how'd you find out it wasn't a ghost?
Well, I don't know if I fully recall exactly what it happened, but
I do.
Okay, you take it away, Courtney.
So what happened was Laurie, Tiffany, and I, we were getting ready to go on a road trip. I had never seen the Grand Canyon, and I believe that was one of the stops that we had planned on going to. And the night before we left, like, we had spent packing, you know, packed up the car and everything, and Laurie had wanted me to buy her beer, you know, like, for the trip. So, plan is, you know, drive a little ways, go to our first stop, party and stuff. And Laurie's just like, yeah, could you buy me some beer? I don't have any cash. Here, why don't you take my debit card? And I was like, cool, what's your PIN code? And she said it in front of all of us, because, like, was mentioned earlier, it's...
You remember still?
Yeah.
Did she just say Laurie's PIN?
Well, like, she doesn't have that same.
You hope not, but you don't know.
Yeah. We probably should repeat it, so maybe you could edit that out.
Okay.
But it's like you said, like, you know, like, we're living in a house with sisters, me, who I've lived with you, with most of you guys, like, on and off for a gazillion years, and her, who we thought that we trusted. And so anyway, I went and I made some purchases for Lori, and then we came back, and I believe that she had taken cash on this trip and had left the debit card at home. And, like, she had, like, saved up enough money. So, like, her rent money and everything like that was still in her bank account, so we could go and take this trip that was going to be for, like, a week. And then we were going to come back home and everything was going to be fine.
That's right.
But we got back from this road trip, and then it came time to pay rent. And Laurie went to go get money to give whoever was going to write a check some cash. And she didn't have any money in her account.
At all?
Totally drained.
Her account was overdrawn at this point. Wow. Like, whoever had used her debit card had gone to multiple ATMs and had done multiple withdrawals on her account.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole stealing is fucked, but draining it entirely is really fucked up.
It's just, like, the look. It's also, like, you know, like, you know, I love the phrase, only the paranoid survive. But just, like, you know, when she, like, comes home and she looks at me and she's like, all my money is gone. And she's looking at me and I'm just like, what? And she tells me, yeah, all my money has been withdrawn. And I'm just like, Lori, it wasn't me. You know, it's just, like, such a scary thing to, like, have, you know, like, the immediate thing that, you know, like, I felt like I needed to do it. I needed to prove to Lori that, you know, like, hey, I didn't use your debit card. I know you gave me your PIN number, but, you know, like, I need you to know it wasn't me.
Right.
And we had gone to the credit union, and every ATM has a camera on it. And we went to the credit union that she used, and she said, they said, well, yeah, all of these withdrawals were made, but we can't give you footage without a police report. And Lori, like, looked over at me, and I looked over at Lori, and I was just like, let's go get a police report, because I definitely wanted her to know I would never betray her.
Right.
And we wound up going to the police department and talked to a detective, and, her and I sat down and explained the situation, and he's just like, so basically you want to know which one of your roommates is stealing from you. You live with two sisters, this gal and some other girl. And she's like, yeah. And the detective looks at me and is like, did you do it? No. No. And he's like, I wonder who did. So that's how that happened. We brought it back to the house because, like, Lori told the officer, like reported it and told the officer she wanted it looked into, so they were going to open a case on it. We just came home and, like, told everybody, like, had, like, a house meeting and told everybody what was going on and, you know, like, what had happened. And
Courtney, do you remember, and Tiffany, do you guys remember sitting around in that little, like, living room parlor room or whatever and being on the phone with the police?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys had already made the police report, and then, because I was the one who was on the phone with them, and we were just like, all right, we're just going to, you know, get this over with right now, like, you know, we're done or whatever. So you guys, I don't know if if you guys had made an official report or if we had to call to make the official report, but for some reason, like, we were on the phone with the police, like...
Laurie and I immediately went down to the police department because it was that important to me to, like, you know, just, like, make sure that my name was clear. And I was just like, I want you, you know, if the credit union will give us pictures of whoever took money out of your account, I want to help facilitate that. So let's go to the police department. And we went down there. And I think that we tried having a conversation with her where... she, like, you know, like, had denied it, and basically I think that that's the point where we decided to call the police on speakerphone.
So then we called the police, and the police basically said the same thing. They're like, so, and it was a female cop I was talking to. She's like, you know, so these are the people you're living with, you know, you've got two people you aren't related to. She's like, they can't hear me, you know,
right.
do you trust them? And I was like, well, yeah, one of them. And she's like, well, then who do you think did it? Like, you know, all you got to do is think about it. There's only one other option, you know.
Right.
She's like, ghost is not an option. No, she didn't say that. But she's like, so you know who did it then? And I was like, yeah, I guess I do. And I think what ended up happening, Courtney, correct me if I'm wrong, is we told her that we were going to see the footage the next day or something like that. Or we had already seen the footage, something like that. And that's when she confessed to doing
Laurie had said that, Laurie was super tough at that point in time, and I was just kind of, like, you know, coaching her on what she needed to do, because, like, we had already talked to the cops, and the cops were filing the report to get the footage, and she just flat out, like, told her while they were out, like, smoking or something like that, that, you know, like, just like, yeah, the footage is going to be in tomorrow, so I'm going to find out, you know, like who did it, and she, like, spent the evening, like, going back and forth to your sister, you know, like, just being like, well, what if the person, you know, like, was really sorry and wanted to pay you back?
That's right.
And eventually she came clean to Laurie and told her that it was her. You know, that's, like, kind of the only time that she admitted it.
And that was only under the threat of
police action,
of us actually seeing with our own eyes that it was right. her, because this had been going on for it months.
It was under the threat of what Laurie told her, it's like, tell her this. If I have to see the pictures, if I don't find out who did, if I have to go through all this trouble, I'm pressing charges.
Right.
And, that's kind of like what made her.
She should have pressed charges anyway.
Made her come forward.
I mean.
Eventually, like, what wound up, like, happening is Laurie said she would not press charges, and we all kind of, like, added up, like, the things that we felt, like, we had, obviously, every theft from Laurie, and then we included the $100 from Tiffany, and, like, you know, like, what we felt was fair that she had stolen from us, and,
right.
like, we presented it to in a letter to her. Saying if you pay us all of this, it was from Laurie. So, like, if you pay us back all of this stuff, I will not press charges. And I think her mom cut a check for that.
Right.
That's right.
Well, at least you got your money back, and I'm assuming she got kicked out of the house.
Oh yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
She cried a lot. There's a lot of vomiting.
Really? Vomit cries?
Yeah,
cry?
She puked.
That's
a lot.
Intense.
Yeah, vomit cries.
Oh, Tiffany, you forgot to talk about the journal she took from you, too.
Well, that's because she was moving out, and I was like, this is my room. I'm going to go scope it out with her stuff in it, because I was very excited to have my own room. And I'm also very nosy, so I went through her stuff, and she had stolen things from my room. But one of them was, like, a drawing book that Dad gave me on my 16th birthday, and she ripped out all my awesome, wicked awesome drawings that I could never replicate, but they were really
bitch.
Cool. I know. And then she just wrote about how cool Josh was. Oh, that he did the best Crocodile Dundee or, like, Steve Irwin impressions, and how he was so cute. And it was stupid. And and I ate some candy that she threw away.
Another thing, too, is that the money that was missing from Laurie's account was also, like, around Halloween time, where she was spending a lot of money on that one friend that we had, like, buying him a Halloween costume and stuff.
Josh?
Like that.
Oh,
was,
wow,
like,
very, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Laurie bought some Halloween costumes for someone.
I remember, actually, she was buying all of us stuff, which was another
she
reason.
She used to buy us cigarettes and beer all the time.
Yeah. Which was another reason why it was hard to believe that she was the one stealing, because she was always spending money on us.
With your own money.
Yeah.
I ruined a car of hers, so I feel a little bit vindicated, my own self.
What? Tell us that story, Tiff. Awesome.
It's not. No, it's not a good story. It's because I was learning to drive stick, and I ruined her transmission. But I can drive stick now.
We were getting ready to go on this. On this trip, I was the only one who knew how to drive. I think that Tiffany had a driver's license, but didn't know how to drive stick. And the car that we were taking on our trip was stick. And so Amanda was just like, "Sure, you can practice in my car," because I think that Tiffany and I tried to practice in my car, and I was like, "We should practice in someone else's car."
Well, your car was a Honda Civic, right? And those are notoriously hard to learn.
Yeah, I definitely didn't want you to hurt my Honda Civic.
You know, when we were, kicking around this, the idea of doing this, there was some hesitation, oh, should we do this? This is, so brutal to, out somebody or whatever. And I was like, fuck that. You know, she did this shit. And I think, Courtney, you said it best when you're like, she never fucking apologized for that to any of us.
No, she also went to all of her friends that were kind of our friends, but mostly her friends, and said that we were kicking her out for no good reason and that we were a bunch of liars and that, you know, she'd been nothing but nice to us. She never even admitted it to her friends, obviously. You don't when you're a thief. And her dad was a thief, too. He was in jail for robbing people.
That's right. Weird. I totally forgot about that.
I guess that's what you do. You just turn around and try and ruin other people's characters so that you don't get caught being a thief.
Oh, for sure.
So, Amanda Exotic, and her last name's not Tiger. Let's leave it at that. I've had some shitty roommates. Actually, I've been really lucky to have a lot of mostly really good roommates over the years. I've had some shitty ones, but she's by far the fucking worst roommate from hell I've ever had.
I feel like I've had worse roommates.
Me. Tiffany, are you talking about me?
Yes.
I guess there's the idea that you could live with somebody, especially if you're living with multiple people, there's the idea of, living with somebody who can make, life, you know, awful for everybody by, being a slob or being gross or, you know, just, being an asshole and everything like that. But somebody that you live with that, you know, seems, so sweet and everything like that, that can make you, you know, question the integrity of your best friends and, you know, the people that, you know, come to your house and everything like that. We were robbed, but you know, we were robbed, you know, of more than, you know, money, you know, it's like, you're robbed of your sense of security. So.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. When people are really nice now, I'm like, there's something not right. I don't trust you. And I'm always right. I'm like, oh, you're going to shop with
Why
are you saying hi to me? Yeah, exactly. But Courtney, on that trip, was that the one where, we stayed in that motel where, the door didn't lock, and so we set up the beer can alarm, or is that a different trip?
That was a different one.
No, that was when we were with Mandy and BJ. I think that trip that we took, Richard somehow wound up with us. I think, I don't know if it was coming back or something like that, but that's when we stayed at a hotel in California on our way back up. And it was in Coalinga, California, which I think is also the home to a prison, a women's prison or something like that. And they had, when we went to check in, they had a lot of migrant workers that were staying there. And so they're barbecuing and somebody killed a snake or something like that out there. I just remember checking in and stuff and having the lady seemed really racist. And she's like, if any of those lettuce pickers bother you,
that's
you
right.
Make sure you come up here and talk to me. And I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. Jesus.
Right.
But yeah, it was a...
But it didn't have a lock. So explain to me this can alarm.
The door swung open, Charlotte. It swung into the room.
And there's no lock on it. So what we did... So
the padlock was not secure and the chain lock was not secure on there. And I'm just like, I can't, there's no way I'm going to be able to sleep without no protection or anything like that.
So we fashioned,
take it away, Mandy.
We fashioned an alarm of empty beer cans. So basically, you know, we did a stack of 5, then a 4, then a 3, then a 2, then a 1. So a pyramid in front of the door so that if anybody opened the door, they would fall and, you know, alert us to the presence of danger.
Smart.
I also remember somebody throwing a full bottle of Budweiser at me in that room.
Well, I was going to say, I don't even remember because I was blackout drunk and you tried to wake me up. Mistake.
That's who it was. I was like, it was either Courtney or Tiffany threw a full bottle of beer at my head.
I have mentioned before, I'm not a good drunk.
I was just going to say, Tiffany's a real bad drunk.
Tiffany threw the full beer bottle at your head on that trip. I threw a shoe at your head on a, I think it was Tiffany's birthday trip to Las Vegas.
So. That's right. That was fun. Oh my God, that trip. That's a story for another episode. Tiffany's 21st birthday.
I don't remember a lot. I black out a lot. We should talk about all the places I've blacked out.
And go.
There was the alley after the booze cruise in Florida. I don't remember it.
So. You know where my favorite blackout story is that I used to drive this one of the Volkswagen buses that we've talked about before that my brother gave me. Inside one of them, there was a bed. And if you flipped the futon backwards, there was like a secret hatch under there where you kept the spare tire and you could keep whatever you wanted in there. It was a little storage spot. And one night we were drinking at 419, which was our friend's house. And we realized late in the night that Tiffany was missing. Where Shocker. Could she be? Where could Tiffany have gone? And there's like, I don't know, probably 10, 15 people drinking or whatever. We go out on the hunt looking for her because she's nowhere in the house. We've searched every square inch of it. We start canvassing the neighborhood. It's like 3 hours go by that we're searching for her. We can't find her anywhere. And I can't remember if I looked or if she just pops out, but she had climbed into the van, climbed into that crawl space and put the mattress down so nobody could find her so she could take a nap. I was so fucking pissed.
My favorite was when we lived in Utah for a very short amount of time, and Tiffany wanted to go feed the goats at the Logan Zoo, and I was like,
"That wasn't a blackout story, though. I remember all of that."
You're still a dick. We were all drunk, and we couldn't find her anywhere. She snuck out a window. I should not have driven, but I got in the car to go find her because the zoo was not close, and I pull up to her dragging an entire tree behind her, pretty much, so she could go put it over the fence to feed the goat. And I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. Get in this car right now. I should not be driving.
One time, my favorite, I came to, and I was like, you know, where the fuck, where am I sort of a thing? But I had somehow, after taking like 5 shots of tequila with my roommate, I woke up on the flat roof of our house in a puddle with like a big burn down my arm. I have no idea how that happened. And like, why was I on the roof?
Oh, I remember that.
A burn in a puddle of water, was it to me?
Yeah, on a roof I woke up.
Sometimes I can't believe we're still alive.
Yeah. See, I black out rarely, but it's usually like when I get home, I know I'm in a safe space and I can go to sleep. Most times.
I don't black out anymore because I'm a sophisticated adult.
I'm really That's trying to get there. Really working hard. I think the last time I seriously blacked out was like 2 years ago at the San Juan Capistrano has a Swallows Day parade every year. And this was Huskow Day, which is the day before. Everybody dress up country. You just drink a lot. I was a little hungover from the night before, and I woke up super early, and I went and started drinking Bloody Marys downtown, thinking I'll go home and take a nap in the middle of the day, come back out in the evening. Well, I just never went home, and I was just drinking, like, Coors Light. I wasn't drinking super heavy, but, oh, no. By the end, like, I ended up going to a church for a fish fry, apparently. I don't really like fish. I don't know what I was doing. I mean, people had invited me to go, so I didn't just, like, randomly walk into a church. But I should have been like, no, thank you. I'm going to stay at the bar and black out faster and go home.
And not burst into flames when I walk into a church.
Right. But, yeah, I think that's the last, like, that was, I was browning out around that point. And then when I got back to Mission Grill, I'm gonna say it doesn't exist anymore. That's when I was like, home.
How long ago would you say that was, Charlotte?
2 years ago. because we didn't have Swallows Day this year. So I want to say it was either last, so actually I think it was like 3 years ago. Yay me. Why did I black out with, oh shit. Or maybe it was the time I was in San Diego hanging out with Courtney. Well, I don't remember. I was blacked out.
So it didn't happen.
I don't know if I could tell Courtney's anyway, story.
I just wanted to make sure that you hadn't forgotten about that one.
Turns out, I was sleepy. I wasn't blacked out, I was sleepy.
The very last time I blacked out was like 6 months ago, and I don't remember, obviously I don't remember leaving the bar, but I came to at my friend's house high on mushrooms. I don't remember when I took mushrooms. I hate mushrooms. It was the worst.
You were on Marco Polo with us because you were like, you were on video. If we go back, those are saved somewhere. And you were like, you were like, I ate mushrooms. I ate some mushrooms. And we were like, holy shit, Tiffany, you're wild.
You're wild, girl. You're crazy. Wild like the Spice Girls.
And I was reaching out, right? With the whole world coming to an end.
One of my favorite times was we were sitting around watching movies at your and Courtney's house up on Indian. Courtney was not feeling great. And she's drinking a lot of wine. And then I just look over and, you're wearing a hoodie like you do. And you just grabbed your, wrist of your hoodie and just puked in your sleeve. And it was the, most badass shit I've ever seen. I was like, Courtney just puke in her hoodie? And then you got up, took a shower, and went to bed.
I learned that from, I guess I did not, because I had not met Dave and Allison in San Francisco at that point in time. Yes, puked in my sweatshirt before Dave and Allison told me that it was okay to do so.
I applaud you.
Coach, what can't that man do?
Right?
All right, guys. Well, we usually like to end our episodes with a little, bitching about how much the world fucking sucks and then talking about what we can do to make it better. And lately, all I have is following different social media accounts than I follow now because that's where I see a lot of the fucking bullshit that happens, like people treating retail workers like shit or Trump speaking or really just Trump speaking is the worst thing that I can think of that's happening in the world. So one of the things that I have found that actually brightens my day a little bit that I want to share with all of you guys, you already know Charlotte, is the Leslie Jordan Instagram / him. Facebook account. I don't know if you guys remember who Leslie Jordan is. If you go and find him, you'll remember. He's absolutely this delightful old Southern man, and he will dance and sing and perform for you on social media, and it's so fucking great and so fucking adorable. So, Tiffany, I know you're not on social media.
I've seen it, though.
Yeah, it's so fucking great. So that's my little, be excellent to each other. I don't know if you guys have anything you want to share that makes the world a little less fucking stupid.
If you know anybody who's really good at impressions, having them do, Bane quotes, but in Trump's voice is the most hilarious thing I've ever witnessed. I have Josh do it all of the time, every time I work with him.
I was going to say Josh. It's got to be Josh.
It's wonderful, really. I cannot do a good Trump, but it's just, it's awesome. Or you can have Bane say Trump things, and that works too.
What's the likelihood that Josh will come on this podcast and do that for all of our listeners?
Zero. It's absolute zero.
God damn it. We're going to need you to sneak some audio.
Dude, I would your phone. Crush report.
Then we'll get him to sign an NDA, release? Or no, we sign the NDA. Well, figure out the legal stuff. I'll figure that out later. And yeah, we're going to make this happen.
Just make him think he's signing an autograph.
I'm your biggest fan.
I'm your biggest fan, Josh. Sign this autograph. You released it. It's fine.
Charlotte, you got anything?
No, not really. I mean, I hate everybody. I've just been deleting people on Facebook, but I think that's what I said last week, too. And I hate to say
it. Just delete Facebook, Char.
I can't. But anyways, and I know it's terrible, and I like having, friends of different opinions, but frankly, if you just have Trump 2020 in your profile picture, thank you. I'm immediately deleting you. I don't want to see in your shit. I don't want to see. You can like Trump all day long, but if you're the type of person who has your profile picture in a bubble that says Trump 2020, I don't need you in my news feed. Bye.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
So that's what I've been doing to make my life excellent.
You got anything, Courtney?
I don't know if it makes my life excellent, but hopefully it, like, makes other people feel better. But Joe and I, like, anytime that we wind up in a store or, at a place that offers outside seating for dining and stuff like that, we find ourselves overcompensating and being, like, extra super friendly because we know how shitty people are being to checkers and grocery stockers and, servers and stuff and during this time. And it's just, like, you know, like, they, you know, they are the frontline workers. And I will gladly spend the extra time to make sure that they know, number one, thank you, and number two, I appreciate you. And that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, I think everybody should do that, because it really, like, you don't think it goes a long way, but it really goes such a long way,
right? Well, yeah, Mandy and I, we just tipped extra, and she's just like, thank you so much, like, it's an awesome tip, but that just, my night has been such shit and you guys just made it better for me or whatever. And it's just like, oh, see, and that's why we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely tell at our stores that we go into that, like, just like saying, you know, like, an extra thank you and I appreciate you, you know, like, it means so much to somebody who probably, like, 5 minutes ago had to, like, get spit on by, like, some asshole that wouldn't put their mask on or something. And it's weird. We live in a tough time.
Right.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. I can't wait for this to be over with, and I know it's a long way away, but
actually, I gotta interject. Dad said it could be over anytime.
Well, thank the Lord, Nick Carter. Did I just say the Lord Nick Carter out loud? That's something I usually think in my own head.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys came on, and I just want to remind everybody out there, if you could, you know, give us a like on the Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, leave us a rating, and also give us 10% of your income going forward for the rest of your life, we would really appreciate that. Great, that's thanks. The tithing that you're going to have to pay for listening to this podcast. We should have told you, but that's in the clause.
Oh, yeah. Also go on Facebook and Instagram and you know, like us and shit.
Tell us we're pretty.
Tell us you care.
We're so sad. Just kidding. I'm fucking awesome.
I know I'm awesome.
So let's see. I'm Mandy.
I'm Charlotte.
Tiffany.
I'm Courtney.
Yay.
And we made a podcast.
Hooray.
Thanks for drinking with us at this episode of Family Home Evening.
And we'll see you next time with Bad Mormons.
The worst Mormons there are.